What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Bad news, this is the last episode of the show.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ike and I just can't work together anymore.
Well, finally, Twitter was right.
Yeah, they were right. So we haven't talked about Kellen Moore yet, right? So who was it? Was it Rap Sheet? Crap Sheet that said something about Kellen Moore being the number one guy? So here's what Rap Sheet said about Kellen Moore and the Cowboys.
First of all, we spent a lot of time on this show, and there's been a couple other shows that have mentioned this, the Deion Sanders proponent of the Cowboys coaching search, and that has obviously generated a lot of the headlines and a lot of the focus. Kellen Moore should be at least in that conversation, probably more. I mean, this is someone who is considered to be a top candidate for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not saying the top candidate, just certainly someone to watch and discuss and consider moving forward. It's not just that they know him as, he's been an assistant there. He grew up in the franchise. He was a backup quarterback to Tony Romo, and then got injured, and then somebody named, Dak Prescott. Yes, Dak Prescott took over, and the rest is history. Dak knows him well. They have a great relationship. So, yes, they are going to interview him. That is going to be, within the next 48 hours. But it's not like they really need to interview him. They've seen him up close. They know how he works. They know what kind of coordinator he would be. They believe they know what kind of head coach he is going to be if he gets the opportunity. This certainly is one to keep an eye on, and it makes a lot of sense for all parties on this one.
So real quick thing, we play these clips from TV and I never noticed the music in the background when I'm watching on TV, but when we play it here, all of a sudden it's like, so he's doing three interviews, Cowboys, Jaguars, and Saints, Kellen Moore is. And we were talking yesterday about how do you fit all of this in while preparing for a game, a divisional playoff round.
Yeah.
Just as a comparison, Cliff Kingsbury said that he's not doing any interviews until the Commanders playoff run is over. So he's not doing any of these things. Does that make you rethink? Because I was thinking yesterday, if you're Kellen Moore, you have to take these things. You care about being a head coach, so on and so forth. Does another assistant coach who would like to be a head coach not taking interviews now, does that change the way that you perceive what Kellen Moore is doing?
No, I mean, listen, I understand it is what it is, and I know other coaches have their staff have to go through it too, although I don't think anybody from the Rams is being interviewed for a head coaching job.
No, I've not seen that.
So all of their attention is devoted to the Eagles this week. So, and I saw what Kingsbury said with Washington. I don't know how you escape if the Eagles don't play well or look well offensively, that this doesn't, and they lose. This certainly comes up. It came up with Jonathan Gannon, right? It did when the Eagles' defense didn't look great out there in the Super Bowl, although Shane Steichen also took a job, but nobody had a problem because the offense looked good in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's unfair to Kellen Moore because what's he supposed to do? I honestly think that's where he's going.
Dallas.
Yes, yeah. I think it's – He would almost have to interview poorly again to not get the head coaching job because they're more familiar with him than they are with any of these candidates. And he was just there a couple years ago. He knows Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott threw for over 5,000 yards in Kellen Moore's offense and 40 touchdowns, right? They set records with Kellen Moore.
The number one total offense in the league, right?
Yeah, so And more importantly than all that, more important than all that stuff, he's not going to tell Jerry what to do.
No.
He's going to go right along with everything. So,
perfect Cowboys head coach in that one.
Former player, former Cowboy, bring him back. Jerry gets to continue to be Jerry, and they go on.
You know, the one thing that, and you made a point about it there, and the one thing that Rappaport said there that I think is probably true, is that for these other jobs, I would imagine Kellen Moore for Jacksonville and New Orleans, there's a lot of studying you have to do. For the Cowboys interview, first of all, I don't think Jerry Jones is... That interview is going to be a lot different. When you're interviewing with somebody who really, really knows you, as opposed to somebody who doesn't, there's a different sort of preparation and conversation that you're going to have.
Yep.
I would imagine the conversation with Jerry Jones and Kellen Moore is a lot more informal and free-flowing and just sort of conceptual, and you know this guy, what do you think of that guy? Whereas the Saints interview and the Jacksonville interview, maybe he has to go in with a plan, was the Jerry one he doesn't.
Yeah.
And I'll put it this way.
Real quick, if I'm Jacksonville, I don't want a first-time head coach.
Right. No, you need somebody who fixed this right
now.
Yeah. I guess when I think about it, when I say that it bugs me a little bit, it doesn't bug me that Kellen Moore's doing it, and it doesn't mean that I don't think he is doing his best to prepare for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, as a human, it's very difficult to be thinking about the big job that you've always wanted, the head coach job, and then come back to this and put the right amount of thought and emotion into this. Just from a human perspective, I think it's challenging. So, ultimately, win or lose, I don't think this is going to make a difference one way or the other.
In the game for the Eagles.
In the game. Right. In the grand scheme of things, it's a little thing. It's just like, more than anything, it's one of those things that feels sucky. Like, it feels gross to know that one of your guys is interviewing with not just three teams, but one of them, like, the biggest rival we have.
Right.
Just that part of it, I guess more than anything, it just sort of feels like it sucks, as opposed to it actually having a meaningful difference in the way that the Eagles play on Sunday.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. Well, Kellen, I tell you what, we better take care of business here first, else he goes on public enemy number one list for these fans.
Yeah. It probably doesn't affect anything.
Right.
But if they lose, it's going to be the number one thing.
Yes. And you're going to the Cowboys, if that's the case? It's one thing if you go to the Saints or the Jags.
Dude, especially if they score like 10 points.
Well, can you imagine OG Wade's call on Monday, just blaming Kellen Moore directly?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you know that's where it's going to go.
Yes.
He was distracted.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, happy Friday, everybody.
Friday, Brucey.
All right. Hey, Spike, man, Ike, man, how did you get wrapped in with Joe Pellegrino, man? When I heard that name, I was like, what the hell? This took me back to my childhood.
Listen,
man. Good Lord.
I didn't even know who it was, so I didn't even know really how to respond to it, because I didn't know who the hell. I thought it was somebody that had something to do with Los Angeles.
By the way, he passed away last year.
Wow. See, I didn't even know that.
So, love to Joe Pellegrino's family and all that stuff.
Conklin.
Conklin. I mean, you know.
Shapiro.
I'm sorry.
Man, that was a good one, though. Yeah, that one took me back a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, look, I'm just really confident about this game. And you know, one of the things that I just love hearing is the disrespect. You know, you got the national media in it. And then you got, you know, these zesty ass fools like the lineman Burst talking trash about our fans. Bring it on. That's the other intangible that they're gonna get scarred.
I don't think I've heard you upset before, man.
I'm motivated. You know
I got
mean?
You. I got but, you. Okay.
I think it's just gonna come down to. I mean, we're gonna definitely win in the trenches. But here's the one thing that I just would like to see, and it's kind of been an active discussion. I think with the whole Jalen passing thing, it's not going to be a whole, but we're going to see some improvement. They just need to shorten the routes. You know, get some dink and dunk in there, and then mix it up. I think with the linebackers, even Saquon, and they're going to definitely blow this thing open. I mean, I predict 27-13. And by the way, I'm coming up to Philly tomorrow. So that means I'm coming to Chickens and Pizza on Monday.
All right.
Come down there and holler at y'all for the first time.
Oh, so you're coming up for the weekend?
Yes. Oh, no, I'll be there for the whole week.
Oh, okay.
So, well, I love that.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So
give us the EAGLS on the way out.
Yeah, give us the Eagles chant on the way out, brother.
EAGLES. Eagles, let's go, baby, let's go!
All right, Bruce. Hopefully he's a good luck charm, not like Justin from Tennessee.
Get us back on the right track.
Yeah. So we have something really important to talk about here, and I don't want to miss it, is we all were involved in two fantasy leagues this year.
Uh-huh.
The WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy League, which I won, and then the the state. Now there's no monetary prize for the WIP Fantasy, for
just
the Afternoon
rights,
Show Fantasy
just
League.
Bragging
just
rights.
Bragging rights. But there's also a station fantasy league that our program director, Rod Lakin, makes everybody play in. And I didn't realize until it was over, but that's a money league, and we all, it's $100, right? And Ike won that league. So it's not one of these leagues where everybody pays up front. It's one of these things where at the end of it, you got to pay Ike. Now, it's been how long since you won the league?
What, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
How long has the season been over with? 2 weeks?
2 weeks?
Yeah.
The question is, how has everybody paid
hold on
you?
The league has been over longer than 2 weeks.
3 weeks. Maybe
yeah,
3 weeks.
Three or 4 weeks. Yeah, now that I think about
You'd
it.
You round up to a month then.
Yeah. So I know I've paid Ike.
Mm-hmm. Fritzy has paid.
Fritz, have you paid Ike?
Oh, yeah.
TK, have you paid Ike?
TK has paid.
So let me ask you something, Ike. Has everyone in the league paid?
Nope. Not anybody. Now, we'll say.
Yeah.
It's less. It's not as many today as it was prior to today.
Yeah, because Ike's collecting.
I got a little flurry of payments that came through yesterday.
Okay.
Wow. Did we leak the show script?
Yeah, somebody must have leaked the show script as to what was going on.
Well,
still a couple out there, though.
So, I Jack, does it seem appropriate that we reveal who hasn't paid Ike?
Of course.
Right here on the radio?
What we do.
And of course, y'all bring me into this. Yes. Yeah.
Well, El Tornado does. We do. Yeah,
well, I know who hasn't. So if you want me to say it, I'm happy to take the blame and say
no,
it.
No. Well, first of all, Roadshow Porter.
Wow.
Does he work here?
It's alleged that he works here.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
He still works here.
I did see him once or twice.
Apparently, he's in two times a week now, which feels fake.
Two times. I said the only way he's in two times a week is if it's Saturday and Sunday, because I don't see him.
So the interesting thing about Roadshow not paying up yet is that he went into – he's a combo team.
With Tucker.
So he's with Tucker.
Okay.
Right?
Tucker pay you?
That's getting ready to say.
Okay.
So Tucker is paid.
Okay.
I got – doing a little digging.
Yep.
There was some possible inside riff with the team.
Really?
With the two coaches there, the GMs.
Wow. So is Porter costing you money because he's protesting something that Tucker may have done with the team?
Well, it may be the other way around.
Tucker
has too much control? So
yeah,
it feels
a little bit too much control down the stretch, and Tucker didn't necessarily like the lineup that was put in.
Yeah, wow.
So, and he felt like it cost him a win in the playoffs.
Well, so since Porter runs our social media account, so I guess what you would have to do is tweet at the WIP account to say, hey,
for
Porter, pay up.
Well, I do have his number.
No.
Exactly.
Public
shaming. I didn't, by the way, I didn't have to contact anybody personally.
Nope.
I appreciate that, fellas, sparing me the uncomfortable moment.
Who was the first person to pay you?
Spike.
There we go.
Yep.
Now you said it wasn't just Porter who didn't pay you, right? Who else hasn't paid you?
A little surprised here. I mean, our brand manager,
Rod Lakin, hasn't paid you.
Wow, and he's probably a sore loser.
He is. Well, he was
still protesting, scoring the most points in the league.
Oh, well, only losers do that.
Well, he said he should win money for scoring.
He basically said he shouldn't have to. You know how, like, the second place, because I beat Seltzer in the championship game, so he doesn't have to pay entry fee, so he's good once he made it to the championship game. You know, Rod wants to put a new rule in moving forward that if you are the points leader on the season at the end of the year, at the end of the regular season, you shouldn't have to pay your entry fee.
What a loser.
Can I say, this is
shameful. What a loser.
This is shameful.
Spike, what did they say? Leaders eat last?
Yes, leaders eat last.
Yeah.
They say that?
It's a book. Yeah.
Because he ran this place.
I read that book.
I'm like, did they really say that?
Yeah, it's a good book. Leaders Eat Last.
But what is that? Well, it's belly aching.
He's whining in the hallways about the structure of the league that he makes everyone play in that costs me $100. I don't even want to play in the league. And he has the nerve to not pay up.
Well, and wait till he doesn't finish first in points next year. Like, we're going to retroactively give you
$100.
It's $100.
Sore loser. The only reason we have fantasy football around here is so Lakin can win it. That's what he wants. It's unbelievable.
All right. We're going on a little heavy here.
They're not paying him enough.
Still our boss, though.
You know, well.
What's wrong with y'all, man?
I'm just saying, this is my thing, is like...
Yes.
If you want to be a man of integrity, you pay quickly. You don't make somebody ask to pay you.
I agree.
And I just want to be clear, this was my idea to bring this up on the air. This was not your idea.
That's true.
Yeah, this
was
my idea.
Right, there you go, taking the bullet. I appreciate that, yes.
Well, because leaders take all the blame, give all the credit.
In the book.
I'm trying to dial this back for Rob a little bit, and I don't even know how to dial it back. I'm trying to dial this back.
This is actually a worse look than I think.
Don't need to add anything in. I don't need you to add anything in.
The camera paid.
The camera paid.
I figured out Venmo.
How about that? The funny thing is, some people paid me cash, which made me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yes. Handing you the money is.
I haven't carried cash around in I don't know a year.
Can we rank Philadelphians in terms of worst this week? The guy at the game who was talking to the Packers fan in Lakin.
Oh my God, man.
Similar outrage.
Pay up! Come on, Porter, grow up. Lakin, let's go. All right.
Let's see if my Venmo just hit. I just got a notification.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
See? Do we have to shame you more? All right. How confident are you in Sunday's game? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.